You're listening to Tech Guy. My name's Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. I love your podcast. I especially like the one with, how much to give about yourself. It's really hard balance. I want to use Facebook because I hear about my friends and family, but I know that I'm giving up information that I don't want to give up. And, you know, I almost never read the fine print. So what do you think about that, reading the fine print in all these when you agree to these circumstances or conditions, you know, for Facebook and other? Do you read the fine print?
That's Danny Van Leeuwen. He is the producer and podcaster that has the podcast Health Hats. And he also has a blog, so you can visit both of those at health-hats.com to learn more about him. And so we decided that was a pretty interesting topic. So we asked some more questions right to his face. So Danny Van Leeuwen, welcome to Tech Guy. Hello.
Hi, I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for taking your time to let me interview you. So I was wondering, I don't read the fine print for your answer, but do you think that, like, I'm like pretty young, so there's not a lot of words that I can understand. It's not everything. I can understand a lot, but not everything. And sometimes it feels like, for me at least, the fine print or the terms of service, terms of use, whatever, it's not made to be child friendly or friendly at all for people in general, because there are so many complicated words. It's so in depth and there's a lot of pages to it.
Yeah. So I'm older than you.
Yeah.
And I feel the same thing. I've tried to read fine print, and after about a screen, I'm bored. And maybe I understand the words, but I don't understand the ideas.
Yeah. If you understand the words, like, putting those words together is something else than just understanding the words alone.
Right.
It's different.
And what if I say no? What if there's something that I don't want to do and I say no? Then I can't use whatever it is that I use. So it's not like there's any choice in the matter.
Nope.
And I don't know why they do it. Are they like trying to...
They don't want to be sued, I think.
They don't want to be sued, yeah. For what? What are they afraid of being sued about?
Say, like, stealing information, I think. I don't know why they would steal your information. Like, what would your information be good for? But I'm sure there's plenty of things.
Think it's more like they want to sell your information.
That is also possible.
And that they don't want to... They want you to give permission to sell your information.
And they don't want to be sued of it, because they know that you don't want to read through 4 pages of extremely difficult words that are very boring to agree to it. You just scroll down really quickly and agree. You don't read it. That's what they want you to do.
So what's your advice?
I think that you could read it, but I think it'd be a waste of time personally. I think what I would do is I would block the site from doing anything that won't ruin your experience. Don't let them show notifications unless you want notifications. Like, honestly, it's your decision, it's your choice. But for me, I wouldn't let it show notifications. I wouldn't let it like send me stuff. I wouldn't want that, because then they could get more of my information than maybe what they were already required to give you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think?
I think it would be helpful to have the checklist of, here's how to protect yourself that I could paste to my screen. And then I could, if I'm signing up for an app or something, then I could say, turn off notifications, whatever that list is.
I think I found a list.
Oh, okay.
I believe there is an article in the Washington Post about that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I did what I said I would do, and I dug into the depths of Google, and I found the Washington Post article I was looking for. It had four different segments, one on Google, Amazon, Facebook, and Venmo. So we decided to read from the Amazon one, because Amazon's taken over our lives, right? So let's see how to keep it private. By the way, the link will be in the description below. So one thing the article says is that you want to keep your wish lists private. If you don't use wish lists, never mind. But wish lists is a thing that you can get on Amazon that it lists what you want in products, what products you want from Amazon. So you definitely want to keep these private, because you want private stuff, then keep it private. You have to turn off wish lists, and we'll also leave a link for that in the description below and instructions. Now you may think, well, that's just one thing. So I still don't feel safe. So if you have Alexa, Amazon Sidewalk, you might want to unplug Alexa when you're not using it, and maybe turn Sidewalk off, because those will also help you. And they're also mentioned in the Washington Post article. And you also want to stop Amazon from saving your search history. You can never be too cautious, never be too safe with your data. If you have any questions about this episode or any episodes before it on the podcast Tech Eye, you can go to anchor.fm/Tech Eye, and then you'll be able to hear whatever you want on the show by putting in a voice message. Have an awesome day, and I hope to see you in the next one.